The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, sit up at the table, please. And Effie, would you pass the cream?
Mm-hmm. These strawberries are delicious.
Eleanor gave them to me. They were frozen. She got them last summer, put sugar with them, and then just freezes them.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, as I was saying, the stenographers all got their raise, and Sancho was nice enough to make them retroactive since February 1st.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
What's that, Daddy?
What's what?
Retroactive.
Oh, no, retroactive. Well, it means
to know everything.
Golly, how do you explain it? Well, the girls in Daddy's office should have gotten their raise in salary.
The money they get for working, Betsy.
Yes, and they should have gotten more money in February, and it just came through now, but they're also going to get the extra money they should have gotten all these weeks since February 1st.
Betsy, please sit up to the table. Dear strawberry juice stains, and I don't want this tablecloth stained.
It's a very pretty tablecloth.
Isn't it? I only paid $6 for it. It has a defect in it somewhere, but you can hardly see it. It's a second.
The what, Mommy?
Oh, seconds. Sometimes things have a tiny defect in them, and you get them cheaper. They're called seconds. Mm-hmm. There, now you've spilled. Oh, I told you to be careful, honey.
You wash out.
Stains do not always wash out, Betsy.
Then Mommy can just buy a new tablecloth.
Something like that, just buy a new tablecloth. What kind of talk is that? She said, seems to me it's time she learned the value of money. You
know? She won't learn it, dear, until you get some system for giving her an allowance. This business of just doling her out some money every now and then. I have been after you for ages.
Now don't be after him now, dear. Get things off the table and let me have the cloth. I'll put boiling water on it right away.
All right.
And then we will definitely discuss Betsy's allowance.
Do you remember during the war how USO camp shows used to entertain our servicemen and women here and abroad? Well, the war is over, but the USO is still very active, providing not only entertainment, but recreation, comfort, and guidance to 2.5 million men and women in the armed services. Now, during USO month, let's all salute the USO and help to continue its valuable work. The USO is a volunteer federation of 6 national agencies. They are the YMCA, the YWCA, the National Catholic Community Service, the National Jewish Welfare Board, the Salvation Army, and the National Travelers Aid Association. These organizations provide thousands of volunteers to help lighten the burden of military service. Basically, the job of the USO is to provide a home away from home for those in service. Its activities include clubs, dances, picnics, canteens, and entertainments. The USO is supported by you, the American people, through United Funds, community checks, and personal contributions. Keep up the morale of our armed services. Keep up the USO.
No, not entirely. Maybe the rest of it will wash out when we put it through the machine.
That's not enough, Daddy.
Not enough. Oh, not enough. Do you know what I got when I was your age? 5 cents. 5 cents.
What is the trouble now? What's the matter here?
Oh, yeah, look here. Now, don't you think that...
Daddy only wants to give me 15 cents allowance.
I got a nickel when I was 7 years old.
I'm nearly 8.
Well, you're not 8 yet.
Now, wait a minute, both of you. What do your other little friends get for their allowance, Betsy? Do you know?
Yes. Candy Cunningham gets $2.
What?
$2?
A month?
A week. Candy gets $2 every week.
$2? How old is she?
7.5.
7.5? She gets $2 allowance a week?
Oh, huh. No, I don't think she gets that, Betsy.
Oh, no.
She does, too. I know she does.
Oh, my goodness. That does seem quite a bit.
Well, quite a bit. It's ridiculous. Everything's gone up. Times may have changed since I was little, but by golly, I certainly don't approve of giving any 7-year-old child $2 allowance every week.
Well, I can't believe it.
Well, she does, Mommy. I know she does. She told me so.
Darling, maybe she was exaggerating.
No, she wasn't. And she gets real money, too.
Well, what do you mean, real money?
Paper. She gets two paper dollars every week. She showed me.
Sure. Well, boy, I certainly don't understand. Are those Cunninghams made of money or something?
Mm.
What does he do?
Well, they have 3 children, too, don't they?
I must say it doesn't sound like Green. She's usually so sensible about things.
I'm going to call her up right now and ask her.
Yes, I know that's what Candy gets, Mommy.
I will call Mrs. Cunningham and ask her. Yeah. Well, I must say we weren't going to flabbergasted. All right, Dream. Goodbye. Well, I found out. Dream said...
What's her name, anyway? Such a strange nickname.
Adrian.
Oh, yeah, well, all right, go on, go on. What did Adrian say?
Well, Candy does get $2, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
What?
Yes,
she got it?
Yes, but $1.75 of that goes for lunch money at school.
Yes, I see.
Get the paper dollar.
Yes, dear, but all of it except a quarter, 25 cents, goes for her lunch money, which Molly gives you every Thursday. And then Candy has 25 cents left for spending money.
You mean she gets 25 cents spending money?
Oh, I don't think that's too much these days.
Well, maybe not.
You see, Betsy, you get $1.75 from Mommy every week, too, dear.
But it doesn't seem like my money.
Well, you get it anyhow.
Well,
but it doesn't seem like I do.
Well, all right, all right. From now on, you'll get it that way, too. Every week, let us say on Sunday morning, huh? Daddy will give you $2.25 allowance.
$2.25?
Yes. You giving her 50 cents spending money?
No. She'll put that extra quarter into savings. I want her to learn to save something out of everything she gets.
Well, all right. That's not a bad idea. That's a good idea. Every week, Betsy, you will put one of the quarters Daddy gives you into your little pig upstairs.
Then I can spend how much?
Well, just what Candy Cunningham has to spend, 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So Daddy takes her downtown every week so she can pick out what she wants.
Well, maybe your Daddy will, too.
Well, sure.
Will you go down to the shopping center tonight, Daddy?
What, tonight?
Please.
It's only 6:30, honey. It's a nice evening. We had an early dinner. You could run down if you wanted to. Stores stay open until 9 o'clock tonight.
I'll drive all the way down there just to buy some bubble gum or something.
I want
to
buy an eraser, Daddy. I need a new eraser for school.
Eraser?
Now, I don't think she should have to buy school things out of her money.
I think that is very commendable. Right away, instead of thinking of lollipops or bubble gum, she thinks of something practical. Now, I like that. All right, get your coat. You and your daddy are going shopping. Well, let's see. Tablets, pencils, crayons. Here we are, honey. Yeah, erasers. Can you see all right? You want Daddy to lift you up?
Oh, no, Daddy, I can see.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Well, I think my daughter here wishes to make a purchase.
Oh, I see. Well, what did you want, little girl?
I want an eraser, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, several different kinds here. Which one did you want?
I want this one.
All right, that'll be 10 cents. One dime, please.
10 cents? 10 cents?
Yeah, that's a dime, Betsy.
I'm not going to spend a whole dime for that.
Well, that's what it costs, honey.
I don't want to spend that much, and I've only got 15 cents left.
That's right.
I'm not going to spend 10 cents for an eraser.
Well, now, we have some other erasers here. How about this? This is only a nickel, 5 cents.
No, I don't like that kind. It isn't any good, and it's too dainty. I want that one.
Well, darling, if that's the one you want, it costs 10 cents.
I think that's terrible, charging 10 cents for that.
Oh, well, dear.
It's highway robbery.
Betsy.
It is, wanting me to pay a whole dime for that.
Now, look here, sweetheart.
I won't pay it.
Well, then you can't buy the erasers. Stores have set prices, and you can't...
Are we having some trouble over here?
This is Mr. Higgins, our manager. The little girl here is objecting to the cost of this 10 cent eraser.
Yeah, I'm sorry for all the commotion. We're trying to teach our daughter the value of things, but... It's a little different, when you're spending your own money.
young lady, that eraser costs 10 cents. And if you want it, that's what you'll have to pay.
I think it's awful charging 10 cents for that, Daddy.
As a matter of fact, look here, Mr. Higgins. Mr. Higgins.
Yes.
When it comes right down to it, it seems to me that is outrageous for an eraser. I think he's right. Well, for Pete's sake, erasers used to be 2 for a penny.
Yes, sir.
I mean, for a child to have to spend 10 cents out of her allowance.
Just for an
eraser.
Let's keep our voices down.
But
let's not disturb the whole store over a 10 cent eraser.
But
why can't I get a cheaper one that has a mark in it? Like Mommy said, a second. Do you have seconds?
Seconds? No. No, we do not have seconds in erasers. Now, look here.
I'll pay 5 cents for one. I'll give you a nickel.
Look here, sir. Would you please explain to your daughter that...
No. I think I'll just stay out of this. She's doing all right. You're the manager. She's the customer. But you handle it, Mr. Wiggins.
Higgins. Now, look here, young lady.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The couple next door is part of the different sound of CBS Radio. Only CBS Radio brings you this program and others like it because only a network has facilities to keep it on the air. The within-minutes report from a remote region. Personal interviews and news in the words of the newsmakers themselves. Only a network can maintain the facilities to provide such coverage. Only CBS News on CBS Radio does it so well. The drama of suspense, the action of Gunsmoke, CBS Radio's popular Winning 7 daytime serials every Monday through Friday. All these go into the sound difference a network makes in your day's listening fare. Add to them the fast, efficient local news, entertainment, and community public affairs of your local CBS Radio-affiliated station, and you have the perfect teamwork for the best listening on the air today. Yes, the couple next door is part of the different sound of CBS Radio. It's only one in a week-long broadcast schedule carefully planned to see to your need for entertainment plus information. Only CBS Radio brings you its different sound.
Well, finally, see, this manager, as the crowds began collecting, you know, in desperation, he says, oh, Lord, let her have one of the darn things for a nickel.
Oh, honestly. I couldn't afford to spend a whole dime for me.
I thought she got that highway robbery business for me. I'm always saying.
My goodness, Betsy, you do all right.
You've been gone long enough.
Well, she had to buy some barrettes or something for her hair. It took her 20 minutes to look them all over, making sure she was getting most for her money. Let me spend another 15 minutes trying to decide whether to fork out 3 cents for some balloons.
No,
I tell you, she's quite a shopper. This
makes a difference, doesn't it, Betsy, when you're spending your own money and have to budget it?
Yeah. Not going to take my girl along to learn the value of money, I'm telling you. Yes, sir, Daddy's pretty proud of you.
Well, darling, we should have done this before. In fact, it was one of our New Year's resolutions to give Betsy an allowance each week and begin supervising her purchases so she understood things. I don't know, with all the holiday excitement and getting settled in the new house here, we just let it slide. Mm-hmm. Like our other resolutions, dear.
New Year's?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that January 1st?
Yes, darling.
Uh-huh. Was I going to get my allowance then?
Yes, dear, but as Mommy just said, so many other things on our minds, you know, we just...
Then why isn't my allowance with Daddy said?
What do you mean, dear? What Daddy said?
Oh, you know, retroactive.
All right, okay. It's a deal. All right, now get the calendar. We'll see how much is accumulated. But remember now, we've already given you your lunch money for these months, so all you get is a quarter a week for spending and a quarter a week for saving.
Oh, my. You certainly got to go some to keep up with them the same.
Don't you?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Joanna March, and Humphrey Davis, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.